Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. UK wheat specialists, with support from the Kentucky Small Grain Growers Association, will be hosting their winter wheat meeting at the Bruce Convention Center in Hopkinsville tomorrow. UK soil specialist Lloyd Murdoch says this event has become very popular with diverse program content.
There's a lady going to be talking about climate change and the weather data, and not necessarily, this is not speculation. This is looking at some of the climate changes that have taken place and that may take place and how it might affect crop management in the future.
Another presenter will be Chris Coomer of Simpson County, whom we featured in past programs on his venture into a new crop.
Taking a look at chia, which has been bred by the University of Kentucky to fit in the state of Kentucky, and it's beginning to expand. Chris Coomer has done a lot of production on that, and there's some interesting things going on.
There will be an industry update on another new crop, canola, that's been around for a while here.
Well, it has potential. There's no question about it, but it never has really taken off Kentucky, but it is increasing in acreage, and more farmers are interested in it. And one of the main reasons is because when we tried to make it go before, it had to be shipped to Canada to be processed. That's no longer true. They're going to build a processing plant here in southern Kentucky, so that will cut out a lot of transportation costs, and that will effectively increase the price that the farmer gets. So we expect canola to find a place here in Kentucky.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Bessie from Boise.
What about corn and the environment?
Soil erosion is down 44% over the past two decades thanks to new tillage methods. Energy use is down 37%. Bill from Biloxi.
What about fertilizer?
Family farmers grow 70% more corn per ounce of fertilizer than they did in the 1970s, growing more with less. That's sustainability, baby. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
Tomorrow's wheat meeting in Hopkinsville, says UK's Lloyd Murdoch, may draw from four or five states with some 200 attending. Generally, farmers are in a good mood with some major crops this past year, holding true for Kentucky as well.
Wheat did very well, extremely good yields, one of the best years we've ever had with excellent prices. Actually, this is one of the best years Kentucky ever had in every crop we've got, not only prices but production. So, yeah, it's been a banner year, and we'll remember this year for a long time.
I asked for an update on no-till acres for Kentucky, where this major soil-saving innovation was perfected, right there in Christian County.
About 70% of the wheat crop is no-tilled, and the double crop soybeans almost 100%. So when you put all the soybeans together full season and double crop, we're looking at probably 75%. And corn, it's probably around two-thirds of it is no-till. So, yeah, we pretty well lead the nation.
UK's Lloyd Murdoch. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.